anybody that looks at it objectively will clearly see the prejudice. And we know that, for example, the Western Rail Corridor is hugely important. It's currently lying in disrepair from Galway to Sligo. Not only would this link provide vital services for a lot of people who live in rural communities to actually commute or to access services in some of the larger towns, but it would also contribute to encouraging job creation and tourism across a number of areas. So I do think there are serious questions to be asked.
But according to the current government, the Western Rail Corridor isn't practical because it wasn't part of the government's recently launched Project 2040.
This is part of a big part of the issue. And one of the outworkings of Leo Varadkar's intervention is that because that project has been removed from the 10T list of projects, which is no guarantee in itself of funding, but it means that the project is open for application. That has now been removed. So that's why I think it's crucially important that we have a full review of all government applications for EU funding, considering that obvious prejudice said. And the Ireland 2040 document, despite all the PR spin and the huge amount of money that went into publicise it, it's clear that whenever you're talking about whether it be transport, broadband, healthcare services, the list goes on, it's evident in all of those areas that that there's a clear rural bias that's infecting government departments when it comes to funding.
But can you explain how the Western Rail Corridor would be practical? Because it would cost hundreds of millions, maybe even billions.
Yeah, every transport system that you put in place is going to cost money. Every transport system in Europe is subsidised at some level, including all the transport systems that are currently put in place in the city of Dublin. But in many ways, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because if you don't put in place the infrastructure, then you are going to see population decline. And that means that the services that are currently in place will cost more money in terms of exchequer funding. So you will end up in a never-ending cycle where one service after another is removed. And as you remove one service, then the next service becomes further untenable. If you don't actually put in place the type of infrastructure that will attract tourism and jobs to a region, well, then you are going to see population decline. I've met with and have met with the IDA, for example, on several occasions to talk to them about the failures on their part of actually bringing investment to certain counties. And they will always say to me, but the truth of the matter is these companies don't want to come to the Western regional counties. And I retort by saying that if Dublin didn't have the top quality broadband that it has, if it didn't have the airport, if it didn't have the port, if it didn't have the infrastructure in terms of transport and other services, well, then companies wouldn't want to go there either. So if we're serious about job creation, if we're serious about investing in communities in the West and the Northwest, well, then we're going to have to actually pony up and put in place services and infrastructure, including the Western Rail Corridor.